S and OP inputs and outputs. Demand management has functional responsibilities and interfaces with other areas in the organization. For example, demand management serves as an intermediary between product development and brand management, marketing, sales, and operations, so that all of these functions' plans, communications, influences, and priorities are coordinated to maximize and satisfy demand. Let's take a closer look at how demand management works with each of these functions. Product development and brand management. Product development or design and brand management are typically long-term strategic tasks that can benefit from integration with demand management because it promotes the balanced needs of the supply chain. When demand management is allowed to influence product and brand management, products and services can be designed and branded to reflect what is valuable to the customer. Elements that are not perceived as a value to the customer should be eliminated from the design of the product/service package. This is a principle of lean thinking. Demand management can influence product development and brand management to consider each of the following. Satisfying customer requirements on the basis of demand and eliminating features not sufficiently in demand. Meeting customer requirements for product/service package quality, especially reliability and service responsiveness, and effectiveness of delivery, for example, timing, convenience, and consistency. Meeting customer requirements for price by designing in organizational efficiencies, for example, acceptable cost and profit. Designing production processes and equipment that can accommodate a certain level of increased/decrease in capacity or custom work without loss of profitability. Creating a brand that expresses the value that the customer places on the product/service package. Demand management can influence product and brand management to consider the processes throughout the whole supply chain, such as the ease and expense of a product sourcing, of raw materials, manufacturing, warehousing, transporting, displaying, servicing, repairing, returning, and reusing or recycling at the end of its life. Demand management can provide a collaborative venue for multiple departments or supply chain stakeholders to provide input, consider the feasibility of options or strategies, and, after some amount of iteration, arrive at the product/service package and brand design with the highest potential for mutual profit. Marketing. Demand management relies on marketing because marketing must provide input to the demand plan. This input is necessary because marketing and sales are the people who are closest to prospects and customers. At some organizations, marketing and sales are considered to own the demand plan, while at others, this is the role of the demand manager. At the very least, marketing and sales are typically considered responsible and accountable for forecasting. There is sometimes resistance on the part of marketing and sales to either own the plan or to provide detailed input because this takes away from the time that could otherwise be spent executing marketing and sales activities. The organization must define what inputs are really necessary from marketing and sales and also find ways to make the required inputs more efficient and less time-consuming. Marketing staff are responsible for finding potential customers and identifying needs the company can solve, creating and maintaining customer demand with communications and promotions, helping to refine product design and packaging to meet customer needs, forecasting demand throughout a product's life cycle, and pricing products and services to be affordable and profitable at the same time. Marketing traditionally has had little understanding of the processes and requirements surrounding operations management. This lack of understanding works both ways and is the product of the traditional silo mentality of departments. Providing a formal demand management function at an organization can provide marketing with expertise on operations and vice versa. Because demand management fits into neither traditional silo, it is an ideal representative for both interests. Demand management interfaces with marketing in the medium and short term to tailor demand to meet available capacity. Tailoring demand from a marketing perspective includes setting existing and potential customers' expectations regarding the types of demand that the organization will accept or consider. That is, if customers know the rules of the game, they will be more likely to happily work within those rules. This helps avoid situations such as frustrating a potential customer by having to reject an unprofitable customization request that likely took some time to prepare. Another way demand can be tailored is by raising or lowering prices either semi-permanently or through promotions. Price reductions can stimulate demand in times of excess capacity, and returns to regular pricing can help when there is insufficient capacity. sales. Sales departments work with customers on a daily basis and make delivery promises. The primary interface demand management has with sales is to implement the demand plan commitments regarding influencing or prioritizing demand. Another interface is to ensure that the demand plan supports the organizational strategy. For example, if the organizational strategy is to develop lifetime customers by maintaining excess capacity, it could be the role of sales staff to identify customers on the basis of potential for loyalty and make offers that may not be initially profitable while upselling to existing loyal customers. Salesperson's desire to eliminate order backlogs, which means sales staff is not typically interested in minimizing inventories. Their priority is to increase sales by providing the right quantity of supplies at the right place. For similar reasons, a high priority for sales is time to market, especially if the product or service must be ready for a particular selling season, be presented at a trade show or convention, or beat the competition to the market. Demand management can champion these requirements with product development, marketing, and operations. Demand management can work with sales to manage demand in such ways as convincing product and brand management to raise or lower prices for ordering in bulk or for accepting delayed shipments within the parameters set by marketing. Another role for demand management is to educate sales staff on the limitations of product development, marketing, and operations, for example, not promising to perform custom work without approval or to supply products in excess of maximum production capacity. Operations. Interfacing between the demand side of the organization and manufacturing planning and control is a vital task for demand management because most operations professionals are highly specialized. According to research by Showalter and White, operations management literature exhibits a pronounced lack of marketing perspective. They also state that when the marketing perspective is included, it is treated simply as a complicating constraint on the production planning process. A formal demand management function and/or demand manager can represent product and brand management, marketing, and sales interests in operation-specific technical terms. Demand management can also facilitate the understanding between operations and the other parties at S&OP meetings, such as by accommodating the requirements of profitable customer segments and production plans. It also plays a stronger role now than in the past due to the emphasis on replacing safety stocks of inventories with shorter lead times and manufacturing flexibility.